7:45. It is Wednesday, November the 20th. Wednesdays are special here at Mix 97 because our good friend, Dr. Julie Galthorpe, stops into the studio and starts the conversation. Today we're talking about, when did meanness become acceptable behavior?
That's right. You know, it seems to have become the norm, and we're trying to figure out a way to make a different norm one of kindness.
Yeah, when did this become the fad that, meanness is cool?
Well, you know, when it becomes the norm, it's because we see more of it. So, you know, when you start to see it from politicians, celebrities, athletes, behavior that is just, you know, that is really terrible. When we talk about meanness, we're talking a behavior that's, you know, unkind, cruel, uncivil is a big word that's used to describe it. And sometimes meanness happens impulsively in response to a circumstance. And sometimes it's unintentional, you know, the result of a misunderstanding. But sometimes it's deliberate. And that's probably the most concerning. So when we start to see it from people that, you know, we look to set behavioral patterns. So a lot of people on television, for example, or kids follow certain celebrities, that kind of stuff influences. So the problem is when we start to see more people following a trend of those negative behaviors, that becomes the norm. So we don't expect people to be nice first. We expect that aggression. We expect people who are dissatisfied with something to be rude, you know, brash, all of those kind of behaviors that are difficult to deal with. So we then, you know, that's what we're anticipating from people.
You mentioned people that we might look up to or politicians, but when you look at the definition of meanness, do you not just think of Donald Trump, the president of the U.S., the way he talks about people? Does that just lends into it that it's okay? If the president's doing it, must be okay.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's whether you agree with what someone says. So, you know, whether we look at, you know, you said Donald Trump. So whether, you know, there's going to be some people out there that are going to agree with what he says and some people aren't. But even if you agree, how he does things is mean, right? And if we could go to some Canadian examples, Don Cherry, whether you agree with what happened or not, Don Cherry has said things that are mean and he's made a career doing it. And that's, you know, and it hasn't always been. It's been delivered to different people. The person on the social last week, whether you agree with what she said or not about hockey, the way she said it and what she said was really mean. And so people don't check themselves in terms of what they're saying. So that brings us to our school and our workplaces, right? So if it becomes okay when you're upset with something to swear at your teacher or at the principal, then that becomes the norm. And then that has that ripple effect where other children, teens, adults start behaving that way. And it becomes just, you know what, well, it happens all the time. So why do we need to deal with it? It's just, it's become a cultural norm.
I feel like, I mean, and politics is always sort of one of the easy things to point out in this day and age. But with the advent of social media, some of the things people write when I scroll down Facebook or Twitter, you know, it used to be you had your political differences, you could argue about it, whatever. But now, you know, I see people typing things that they want physical harm to come to a certain party leader because they don't believe in those things. And it really, you know, shocks me and makes me wonder, you know, why. And then I think because we so easily type those things, it's starting to filter out now into other things where we're saying it out loud. We're saying it to people because we've been sort of typing it and doing it now for these last few years.
Or they'll put an inappropriate picture associated to their comments. It's all rude.
Remember back when it all kind of started with the Dixie Chicks, when they kind of came out with their political stance and thing, and then somebody wrote them like some letters that were like, we want you to die and everything else for what they had said. And that's kind of, then they wrote that song called Not Ready to Make Nice. Yeah, because of what their views were different than somebody else's and they wanted to harm them and their families.
Yeah, so that's about we become desensitized to, you know, behaving badly. And so what you're talking about, Alana, that's that whole portion of meanness, which is about being uncivil. And that's really just forgetting what social rules are, politeness, etiquette, all of those things, and just going in a direction that's completely disrespectful, and that becomes normal. So researchers have found that workplaces where respect for others is lost, that's that uncivil behavior. This plays out, according to a professor from Georgetown University, as being more brash, more forward, and more demanding. And so what that means is essentially courtesy or being civil is not seen as necessary, and instead being pushy, rude is normal behavior. That filters out within the workplace and then out to customers. And then you get customers who approach every issue with that rudeness, aggression. And so we become normed at being rude and uncivil.
It's almost like we expect that every day.
Yeah, we do. And when someone's nice, like I compliment people. I'm like, wow, like that was like, you were so nice. And they're like, well, it's my job. Yeah, but that's still a real nice surprise this morning.
Back in moments.